So question 19. So kedei liknos metaltin agav karka ha'im tzarech shamataltin yutzvurin agav karka u'shamakne yomer agav ukni lama. So the Gemara in Kedusha on Daf Chav Zayin comes down and says hilchaza tzvurin lo be'inon, but agav ukni be'inon. Right. So the Gemara says that we don't need tzvurin, but we need agav ukni. Comes the Rambam and Paskins that you need agav ukni, but that's only if you don't have tzvurin. But if you have tzvurin, then you don't need agav ukni. So frek the Ravid, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says tzvurin lo beinan, agav ukni beinan. Like, it just seems like you need agav ukni. Tzvurin doesn't help. So that's the Ravid's question on the Rambam. So the Ravid and the Rambam are arguing if tzvurin is enough or if you need agav ukni. The Rambam says you either need tzvurin or agav ukni. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says no. The only thing that's going to work for agav is going to be agav ukni for the magnet to say to the kaina agav ukni. So we discuss what's the machlokas. So we explain that how does agav even work? If you're doing a maisa kinyan on the karka, how can that work to be kind of metatlin? So we said that the metatlin are batil lagabe the karka. So how does that work though? So to explain the Rambam, we said that tzvurin, if the metatlin is just sitting on the karka, so naturally it's going to happen that the metatlin is going to be batil to the karka. That naturally, when something's just sitting on the karka, you're kind of the karka, so naturally the metatlin is going to be batil to the karka, and you'll be able to be kind of the metatlin. But let's say it's not tzvurin. So the Rambam says that you say agav ukni. So what does that mean? When the metaltin's not batel agabe the karka naturally, das acheres will be mevatel the metaltin to the karka. Meaning the machna saying agav ukni, him saying it's batel. This is saying it's batel agabe the karka. So when you don't have tzvurin, then you take the das machna, and that's what's mevatel the metaltin agabe the karka. So what's pshat in the Ravid? The Ravid says that no. You always need das machna to be mevatel the metaltlin, because the metaltlin have no relationship to the karka. So the only way to be mevatel the metaltlin to the karka, the only way to use agav to be kind of the karka and the metaltlin, is to have das machna, to have das acheres that is mevatel them to the karka. So we said, what's the nafkamina? Besides for whether you need agav ukni, what's the nafkamina? So we said, the Ketzois asks Akasha. He says that you could be machzik benichse hefker. If you're machzik benichse hefker, like a total, like some random piece of karka, and there's metaltlin agabe that karka, are you kona the metaltlin? Frek the Ketzois. Meaning, do you need das acheres by a kinyan agav or not? So the Ketzois paskins like the Rambam. The Ketzois says that the Rambam says that if it's tzvurin, you don't need das acheres. If the money or whatever it is sitting on top of the karka, you don't need das acheres. So the Ketzois, if we're talking about a case of nichse hefker where there is no das acheres, it has no owner right now. He says you can be kona with agav, you can be kona the metaltlin as long as they're tzvurin agav of the karka. But the Nesivus asks, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. Meaning the pasuk where agav, where we learn agav, is referring to a case of matana where there's das acheres. But by a case of just being machna, being kind of nichse hefker, you need to have das acheres. So there's no das acheres. You can't be kona the metaltlin, zaks the Nesivus. So we said the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ravid is this machlokas. The Rambam will say, like the Ketzois, that you could be konin, you can use agav even b'nichsei hefker, even though there's no das acheres because you have tzvurin. But the Ravid will lechayer say, like the Nesivus, that no, you need agav ukni and you need the das acheres. So therefore, if you have a case without das acheres, i.e., a case of b'nichsei hefker, will say that you cannot be kona the metaltan agav b'karka. Okay, that was question 19. Question 20. Kaim olan demitzla kaim deveremis. So Mahadin im Amar Tunu Chefetz Ze Leploni Vamez the Achar Kacha Yorshim Machru Es Achefetz Lefir Ben Tam Lefir Mordechai. So we explained if you have the gears of Tunu Mone Ze or Tunu Chefetz Ze Leploni, its mashmo is already given over. So comes Rabbeinu Tam and says we only say Mitzvah Lekayim Divrei Amez when it's Hushlish Mitchila Lekach, right, when it's already given Biyad Shlish. So we explain what's Pshan Rabbeinu Tam. So we're saying that the whole din of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis is that the Tekanas Chachamim, once it was given over to a third party, it would be made into a kinyan that it now has to go to this other guy. But when it wasn't given over to Biyad Shlish, when it wasn't given over to this third party guy, it would go to the Yorshim. So we would say l'fi Rabbeinu Tam that if the Yorshim sell the Cheftza, even though it was Biyad Shlish, meaning if they sell the Cheftza, since mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis works mitzad kinyan l'fi Rabbeinu Tam, right? Because the whole thing is that the Tekanas Chachamim is given over Biyad Shlish, that is going to be kona to the makabel. So since the whole thing works mitzad kinyan, even if the yorshim sell it to a different guy, to a lokeach, this other guy, the makabel, can come in and say, it's mine. I was already kind of it. So that's what we'll see with the remainder of time. That the whole function of mitzvah l'kayim devar meis works mitzad kinyan. Therefore, the makabel can come and take it from the lokeach of the yorshim. Masha'in came by the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that mitzvah l'kayim devar meis is just a mitzvah ba'alma. Therefore, even if the yorshim sell it, therefore, when the yorshim sell it, this makabel, this guy who the mace is telling to give it to, he can't come and take it, because the whole thing's a mitzvah. It wasn't actually a hakna, it wasn't actually kinda to this makabel. Therefore, if the yorshim sell it, it's a good mechira, and this guy can't come and take it. So he said, Eza kusha acharis efshar liyashiv lefiya rabbeinu tam v'amordechai. So he said, based on this discussion, we can answer, why do we need both divrei shchiv meira and mitzvah l'kayim divrei mace? Where does divrei shchiv meira k'ksuvim k'msurim dami come in? We have this whole halacha of mitzvah l'kayim divrei mace. Why would we ever need it? So the teretz is going to be based on whether you learn the rabbeinu tam or the Mordechai. We said, lefi rabbeinu tam, mitzvah l'kayim divrei mace only works when it's hushlu mitchila kach biad shlish. So divrei shchiv meira k'ksuvim k'msurim dami are going to apply any time that it's not given biad shlish, according to rabbeinu tam. Because rabbeinu tam, again, he holds that they're both a kinyan. He holds the mitzvah l'kayim divrei works mitzad divrei mit, sorry mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes works mitzad kinyan, and so does divrei shchiv meira k'ksuvim k'msurim dami. So if they're both a kinyan, why do we need both? So he said that there's a tanai in mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. It needs to be hoshlish mitzchilah biad shlish. It needs to be given to a third party. So any time that it's not given to a third party is when we'll need divrei shchiv meira k'ksuvim k'msurim dami. But the Mordechai explains differently. The Mordechai will say, why do we need both? Why do we need mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes and divrei shchiv meira k'ksuvim k'msurim dami? So the Mordechai would say that they function differently. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes is just a mitzvah ba'alma. Divrei shchiv meira k'ksuvim k'msurim dami is actually a kinyan. It's the etzem dvar mitzvah shchiv meira is a hakna. So that would be the difference. That was 20. Yeah, good. Again, if you have any questions or whatever, I don't think the chaver is going to mind if you ask a question.
Sorry if you ask questions. This is the first time I learned this stuff.
I hear. Okay, 21. So mevur b'gemara. So I'll try to go a little slower, maybe. I mean, if guys are listening to it on Y Torah, they can just speed it up. It's fine. So mevur b'gemara, the Shmuel savar da hamocher shtarchov lechaver v'chazer machal amochel. So mahatama davar lefi arif lefi rabbeinu tam. So Shmuel says this mechudish degedin. Let's say you have a malve, and he sells the rights to the halva to another guy. So you have an original malve, and he sells it to the next malve. So Shmuel has this chiddush that if someone does that, that the original malve can still be mochel on the chov, even though he's not really connected to it anymore. So what's the svara for that? So the Rif says that mechira shtaros are only derabanan. So if mechira shtaros are only derabanan, so we could say hamocher shtarchov lechaver v'chazer mochel amochel, the mechila will be good because midoraisa the chov is still legabe the original malve. Therefore, he has the schus, he has the ability to be mochel on the chov. Rabbeinu Tam says differently. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. There are two shibudim in a shtar. There's the shibud haguf, the actual ability to collect the money. And then there's the shibud nechasim, that if you can't pay off the money, then you can go and collect the nechasim from the love. So there's the shibud haguf, the ability to collect the actual money, the shibud on the guf of the love. And there's the shibud nechasim. So the shibud nechasim are really only an ariv to the shibud haguf, meaning it's only if you can't pay off the shibud haguf, then you go to collect from the shibud nechasim. So, Zokter Beinu Tam, you can only be makne the shibud nechasim, because the shibud nechasim is a davar that's be'ein. You can see it. You see his karka. His karka is there. Masha'in came by the shibud haguf. It's not a davar that's be'ein, and therefore you can't sell it. So, if the shibud haguf is by the original malve, because you can't sell the shibud haguf, and the shibud nechasim are only an arev to the shibud haguf, meaning it's only when you can't pay off the shibud haguf, then you go to the arev, you go to the shibud nechasim. So if the original malve still has the shibud haguf, when he's mocha on the shibud haguf, Sukhtaran, explaining Rabbeinu Tam, memeile the shibud nechasim is taka. That's why we say, hamocher shtarchov lechaveru v'chazer mochel amocha. That's why the original malve has the schus for the mechila. Because the shibud haguf is always going to be by the original malve. Therefore, he has the ability to do that. Okay, question 22. So, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, but Odri Shonimi. That even if we say Hamocher Shtachav Lechaver of Chazer Machal Mochal, even if we have that whole din of Shmuel, that the original Malva can still be Mochal on the Chov, even if we have that, it doesn't work by Maim and Shlashta. Meaning you're able, the original Malva is not able to be Mochal by Maim and Shlashta. So the question is why? So Ketzed Bir Haran Beshita Zu. And why does Tosos have an issue with that? And how can we explain Rabbeinu Tam in a different way? So the Ran explains the reason by Maimon Shloshtan that we won't say Shmuel is din of Amochar Shtachav V'Chaver V'Chazer Mochal Amochal. The Ran explains that, look at the Gemara. In the Gemara we quote a Meimar and we quote Ravashi. A Meimar says that the way that Maimon Shloshtan works is that the Lov is being Meshabed himself from Shas Matan Mos. Meaning, we're totally uprooting the original Halva, and we're going to a totally new one. So even if the Malva keeps the Shibud HaGuf by him from the original Halva, when the Malva is Makne, the Halva with Maimon Shloshtan, we're saying it's a totally new Halva. So if it's a totally new Halva, and the Malva comes, the original Malva comes and says, ah, I'm Mochel on the Chov, by Maimon Shloshtan we don't care. Because by Maimon Shloshtan, we're saying that when you're makne a halva by Maimon Shloshtan, it's a totally new halva. So the malva has the original malva has no shaykhlis to this etzem halva, because we're working with an amemar that the whole thing is that you're creating a totally new shibud from shas halva. So if it's a yetziras shibud chadash, you're creating a totally new shibud. So the original malva doesn't have any shaykhlis here to say, oh, I'm mochel on it. We don't care if you're mochel because you don't have any shaykhlis here. That was the Ran. The problem is Tosos couldn't explain Rabbeinu Tam like that. Because we said Tosos rejects Amemar and Ravashi. Right? Because Tosos, we'll explain this quickly because it could be a little confusing quickly because I don't want to get too bogged down by it. But Tosos explains Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, another din. Rabbeinu Tam says that Maimon Shloshtan can work even by Korchach of the Lova or the Nifgad. So the question is why? So Tosos said, because we don't hold by Ravashi and Amemar. We don't hold, because if you did, it just doesn't make sense with Ravashi. Because Ravashi says, that the whole reason that Maimon Shloshtan works is because the Lova wants it to happen. So if the Lova wants it to happen, how can Rabbeinu Tam tell me that it could be Bakorchak? If it's Bakorchak and he wants it to be, those are just, it's a stira. If he wants it, it's Bakorchak. Those two ideas don't flow together. So Zaktos says that it must be we reject Ravashi and Amemar. So if the Ran's whole Svara, if the Ran's whole reason for Rabbeinu Tam that he won't say Chozer, that the original Mava could be Mochlet by Maimon Shloshtan, his whole reason for that is because it's a Yetzir Shibud Chadash, that only worked within Amemar. But Tosos rejects Amemar. So if Tosos says we don't paskin like Amemar, it can't be we're working within the Maimon Shloshtan is a totally new halva. It must be we're saying that Maimon Shloshtan is a kinyan in the Etzem Shtar Chov. It's not a totally new Shiva, but it's a kinyan in the Etzem Shtar Chov. So Tosos can't explain like Rabbeinu Tam, like the Ran. Tosos can't explain like the Ran because he totally doesn't hold it. He doesn't hold it to Shibud Chadash. Says the whole Haknah of Maimon Shloshtan is a kinyan in the Etzem Chov. So how are we going to explain Rabbeinu Tam in a different way? So we said that maybe we explain Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning, we were explaining Rabbeinu Tam before that in order to be makne a halva, a kinyan is not strong enough to be makne a halva. It's only going to work for the Shibud Nechasim, but not the Shibud HaGuf. The Shibud HaGuf, we said, is going to remain by the malveh. Therefore, he has the ability to be makne a halva. He has the ability to be mochel because he still has the shibud aguf by him. Maybe Maimon Shloshtan though is an elevated level of a kinyan. Meaning Maimon Shloshtan, the whole kinyan is just a dibor ba'alma. So okay, fine, but we know that kinyanim don't work by dibor, so how can it work? So Maimon Shloshtan, since it's Maimon Shloshtan, it's in front of all these people, we said there's an elevated level of das. And maybe the whole hilchos below time of the maskan of the Gemara doesn't mean that we don't understand the kinyan. It just means that it's a chiddush. That no kinyanim work like this, b'dibor. Even agav. Agav is a kinyan. There's a maisa, but there's a maisa. That's why it works. It's not just dibor. I mean, you say agav u'kinyan, but there's still a maisa. So we see Maimon Shloshtan only works by dibor, and that's the hilchos b'lo tam. That's the chiddush. So what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that the concept of Maimon Shloshtan, there's no maisa kinyan. The whole kinyan is totally abstract. We can't look at the maisa kinyan. It doesn't exist. So maybe a kinyan that's abstract, a kinyan where you can't see the etzem maisa kinyan, maybe that can relate to halva, which also is etzem abstract. meaning a Maisa Kinyan, like Sivo Masira, that's not going to fully relate to Halva, because the Sivo Masira is a Maisa Kinyan. So a Maisa Kinyan can't be Makne the Shibra Guf. But if we're telling me that Maimid Shloshan, the etzim of Maimid Shloshan, is that it's totally abstract, so it can relate to the it can relate to the halva, if the halva is be'etzim abstract also. So there's a shaychus in the two, and therefore, by Maimid Shloshan, you could totally be makne the halva, and if you could be totally makne the halva, nothing's remaining legabe the malveh. He has nothing. So he can't be mocha on the chov. And if he can't be mocha on the chov, then obviously we're not going to say I'm mocha shachav chaver because I'm mocha mocha by Maimid Shloshan. Because the Maimid Shloshan is a full hakna. And if it's a full hakna, then the malveh has nothing to be mocha on. Okay, that was 22. So 23. So 23. So l'dasar binu tamet zuchu chacham l'sakin kenyan Maimid Shloshan. Kedesha yuchal ha'noisim l'haknos l'mekabel afilu bal korcho shel nifkat. Right, we said that Maimid Shloshan, according to Rabbeinu Tam, can even work about korchak of the nifkad. The kasha, dafilu im lo tiknu maimid shloshtan, hayochol lehaknos lo bekinyan odisa. Why do we need maimid shloshtan? We have kinyan odisa. So we had two teirutz in the chachma shlomo and the marsha. The chachma shlomo says there's a fundamental difference between these two kinyanim. You can't just do odisa. Odisa is like a hodah that it belongs to a third party. But if that's not true, it's sheker. Odisa is gonna, it's a sheker dika kinyan. So we don't want you to do a kinyan that's mechzik a shikr. So therefore, chazal or misakin maimid shloshtan. Ah, oh, shmak. The marsha explains differently. The marsha explains that no. Odisa, you need edim. You need shnei edim. So chazal would rather come in and be misakin maimid shloshtan. That you don't need edim. There's no tircha involved. We'd rather give you an easier kinyan to do, and that's the etzim of what maimid shloshtan is. Maimid Shloshan is that it's difficult to do this kinyan, and that people do every day. We don't want to be matriarch to bring Eidim. So Maimid Shloshan doesn't need Eidim, but Odisa doesn't need him. So Zakta Marsha, that's why Chazal have, that's why we don't use Odisa, we use Maimid Shloshan. Okay, Maha Kesher bin Shitas HaMarsha v'Shitas HaRaivid b'Inyan Chalipin. Okay, so we brought in the machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivid in terms of Chalipin. The Rambam says the Chalipin does not need Shnei Eidim. The Raivid said, no, it does need Shnei Eidim. So the question was on the Raivid, why does the Raivid need Shnei Eidim? So what's pshat with the Ravid? So the Rav and Rav Baruch Ber explained from Rav Chaim that the whole Maisa b'Chalipin is not really a Maisa Kenyan. It's a representation of Das. So normally, in a normal Kenyan, what's the Maisa Kenyan? When you do a Maisa Kenyan, you're demonstrating the transfer through a Tchilas Piron, we said. That's why the whole Maisa Kenyan takes a big role. But if the whole point of Das is to have Das Kenyan with the Maisa Kenyan, then that's Kishmak. But Chalipin, you're not really doing a Maisa Kinyan, because you're doing a Maisa Kinyan on something that doesn't need to be a Shava Pruta, on something that's not even yours, where we say Hudra Sudra Lamare, that you don't even need to keep it, so it's not yours. You're not actually doing a, like, the Maisa is not actually on the kin, like, it's not actually a Maisa Kinyan, you're not being Kohen of the Chetzah that you're doing it with. And not only that, we all said it doesn't need to be a Shava Pruta, so it's not even a Shava Kesef. So what kind of Kinyan is that? So we said that the Maisa is not a Maisa Kinyan. The Kinyan of Chalipin is a Kinyan with Das. It's fully a Kinyan with Das. There's no Maisa Kinyan. Normally we need a Maisa Kinyan and Das Kinyan. But we're saying here we only have Das Kinyan. So we do this whole like representation to raise the level of Das. That could be why the Ravid says you need Eidim. Right? You need Eidim to show that you're doing this whole thing the Eidim are to raise the level of Das. That's the whole point of Eidim. So we said that can explain the Marsha that you need Eidim by Odisa. Because there's no Maisa Kenyan by Odisa. It's a Hodah Ba'alma. So if it's a Hodah Ba'alma, so you're going to need a Maisa, you don't have a Maisa Kenyan. So maybe you need the Eidim to show the level of Das. And that's the whole point of the Eidim.